said, hey, hey, how you doing? Time for a brand new day. Get up, get out, let's get happy. Start your day with Cliffo and Gabby.
Now on 13, 12, 16, talking age gap marriages. After love has flourished in the courts of law. Very unromantic place.
Unexpected place to find love because when you're dealing with court every day, you wouldn't be in the frame of mind to be romantic.
It's always come to my chambers, not come to my chambers. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Very unromantic buildings, courtrooms. But a magistrate in his 60s has proposed to a law clerk. This all happened in Victoria. She got proposed to. They were on a Fijian holiday, which was nice. But he's in his late 60s and she's 23. And they went to dinner the other night and he whipped out his seniors card.
To get his discount.
A lot of fun putting that on Instagram.
So that's like a 40-year age gap in that relationship, soon to be marriage, which is pretty, I reckon that would be the most extreme we've heard of.
That's a hectic one. We don't want to beat it. Like, we don't expect to beat it.
We don't expect to beat it, no.
But I reckon anything after, like, I'm after anything 10 years plus here.
Yeah. Nev and I have an age gap of 5 days.
Oh, wow. Who's older?
He is by 5 days.
Oh, I thought you were a cougar. 13, 12, 16, give us a call right now. Christina is here. Christina, talking age gap marriages. Is there one in your family, mate?
There is, yes. My father-in-law is in his mid-50s and his girlfriend, who has two children too, is a few years younger than me. So I think she's about 26 or 27.
All right.
And they've got a couple of kids.
Yes, so I have a sister-in-law who is about 1.5.
That sounds funny when you put it that way.
That is so weird. You have a 1.5-year-old sister-in-law. Crazy.
Yeah.
So when your father-in-law's, are they married or just girlfriend?
No, they're just together. They're not married. Right. I think they might be engaged.
Okay. When she comes around, is it weird? Like, do you have more in common with her than, I guess, she has with him?
Probably. We don't live in the same city, so they're down Sunny Coast, but when we did go down there, we had to go to a bottle shop to get some drinks for the barbecue.
Yes.
And I got asked for ID and she didn't.
Oh,
oh wow.
That's so good.
That is, I thought you were going to say she got cruises and he got a wine.
You just know she's drinking UDLs.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
This is Gabby's Diary. Oh, she's sweet but a psycho.
This is actual readings from my high school diary. Which is very embarrassing, but hey, it's entertaining, so I'm willing to share.
I love it. It's like my Days of Our Lives.
Yes, it is. Past Gabby was very, very boy crazy. Teenage Gabby, hormones going everywhere, loved a crush. And you might remember in recent episodes of the diary that I had a huge crush on a guy named Bill, who lives across the road from me. Now,
got a bit stalkerish at times.
Got a little bit stalkerish. Yeah.
Walk outside.
I would hang out in my yard, but that happened to be across the road from
his. I don't think that's a defense in court, but okay.
But you've got to keep in mind before we go into this diary entry that I had a big crush on him and I was constantly saying how hot he was.
Yep.
Like I was very attracted to Bill.
Yep.
That's about to turn on its head. We're going back to the 10th of the 2nd, 2003.
Dear Diary, it's been 3 days of school and I already want the holidays to be here. I still haven't heard from Bill, but I did see him for a couple of seconds at the shop yesterday, but I didn't say hi. What's the point when he's snobbing me? Oh, and when I got off the bus the other day, I saw him through his kitchen window, and when he saw me, he quickly moved to the side out of sight. But when I looked back later, he was back. How obvious can you get? I don't know why I ever liked him. It's not like he's even hot. Out of tall, dark and handsome, he's only tall. Oh, also, it's Valentine's Day on Friday, and I'm getting something off Macca, Gibbo and Pete, and maybe Sasha too. I hope I get more, but I'm only getting presents from them because I told them they have to.
Whoa, Gabby, calm down.
Why are you so obsessed with Bill when you got Macca, Gibbo, and Pete, and maybe Sasha lined up to give you stuff?
Yeah, but I've got to actually like bully them into buying you something.
Typical
it's different.
Woman. You want the one that doesn't want you is the
yes!
one.
Yes! Isn't that annoying?
God, and it starts that early. Gabby's Diary. The fun and games continue in a week at Hit 103.1.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby
on Hit 103.1.
Gabs, it's going on 2 weeks since the Richmond Tigers won the 2019 AFL Premiership.
Feels like forever ago now, doesn't it?
Smashed GWS. It does feel like forever ago. But not for one guy. One of the most high-profile players on the Tigers for the Tigers is a guy called Dustin Martin. Mm. They call him Dusty.
Dusty.
Very well-known, very tattooed guy, very prevalent there in the win over GWS 2 weeks ago. But it has been revealed that he has not picked up his car from the MCG underground car park since the AFL Grand Final.
Wow.
So
he has been having a bit of a party over the last 2 weeks.
He has been celebrating. And the club have been very, what's the word, like politicians about it?
Accommodating?
Said, well, they've said he's had a lot of commitments. Since winning the grand final. I can confirm right now he's currently in Las Vegas.
Right.
So his only commitment over there is party with the rest of the Tigers.
That's so true. I don't get, though, why he drove in the first place. Like, if you're going to your grand final, like, if you win or you lose, you know you're not driving home.
That is true. I guess he just had the car park pass. Had his car there. He's like, what am I going to do? Catch public transport? What I love, though, is the club's come out to defend him. But even, and this is good for him, even the legends at the MCG have come out and said, look, his car is pretty much in the safest place it can be.
Yeah, true.
It's in a locked up underground car park. And because he played such a vital role in the premiership win or whatever, we're prepared to look after it for him free of charge. Which I think, thank God. Could you imagine the
bill?
Like $3,000 for parking 2 weeks under the MCG.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Bachelorette is back. It was an awesome first episode. Angie Kent is just hilarious. I love that she's calling herself the inappropriate Bachelorette. Yeah.
Well, before this, I just always pictured Angie Kent smelling a bit like dog.
Yes.
Like in tracksuit pants.
She has a lot of rescue dogs.
Yeah, with dogs all over her.
Yeah, but she's looking glam. She's looking good. And she met all the boys last night that went into the mansion for the first time. But she also sent her brother, Brad, in to get the behind-the-scenes goss of what they were saying when she wasn't there. He went by the name of Mark, and he gave her this bombshell during the evening.
Fella running for Noosa mayor.
Jess.
Yeah. Some of the fellas heard him say, he's like, if he got a rose, he'd hand it back.
One of the bachelors said if he got a rose from Angie, he would hand it back.
Wow. Well, he's not the greatest bachelor contestant, I have to say. But it would be, it's so important to have those opinions of your family. And obviously Angie thinks that. That's why she sent her brother in to the war zone to report back. Mm. And I think there would be cases out there where if the family doesn't like your partner,
they're out.
They're out.
Yeah.
And I reckon that would be the case for me. If my family didn't like my partner, I trust my family so much that I'd be like, well, you must be seeing something I'm not.
Yeah, you put a lot more emphasis or a lot more trust in your family than I do mine. That is for damn sure. But 13, 12, 16, there's definitely people out there. Chantel is here. Have you got a story, mate? Have you broken up with someone because your family didn't like them?
I didn't break up till late, but my little sister hated one of my boyfriends and said he's bad news. He's got that bad vibe. He's just got that cheating vibe. And yes, I did find out he was cheating with three other people.
Oh,
so that ended because she was very, very much right. But she was tick of approval for my husband. He's like perfect, lovely, sweet.
So as soon as you got with him and your sister was like, yeah, love him, you're like, cool, I know I'm onto a winner.
Marry, break him down the aisle.
Yeah,
your sister
it.
Needs to start a business up.
Yeah. Oh,
that's incredible.
Incredible. She's like, no, he's just sleazy. You can. And I'm like, no, it's fine.
I want to ask you, Chantel, was she like that for other relationships? Like, did you just kind of roll your eyes and like, oh, we've been there, you've said that before? Or was this just where she was steadfast?
She was right with another one too before that.
Wow, she can just sniff them out.
I'm going to call your sister the Oracle.
She could sniff them out. She so could sniff them out.
I love this woman. She's amazing.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Breaking news, getting a passport photo of a five-year-old, not as easy as you might think.
He didn't want to play ball?
Gabby?
He didn't want to sit there and look nice like he did.
Let's be honest, none of us look like this was weird, man. Oh. My mum was whinging to me the other day about a passport photo. I'm like, no one looks good in their passport
photo. One looks good. Everyone looks like they're doing a dodgy. Yeah. You're not allowed to smile.
Not allowed
to smile.
There's
so many rules and you just look unhappy.
Your ears have to be in shot. I learned that yesterday because my daughter's hair was covering her ears and they're like, we have to get her ears. So
mine's not.
Move her hair.
My hair's in front of my ears, but mine's old. Mine's
maybe
like
I got an overzealous photo taken per photo taken. Long story short, though, we're going to go on the first big family of four overseas trip next year. We're going to Bali.
Nice.
Can't wait. So we had to get a passport done up for our 5-month-old son, Charlie. Couple of issues with that. Mm. Number one, 5-month-olds don't have neck strength, so they can't hold their own heads up, Gabrielle.
And the photo of his top, the top of his head is probably not going to suffice.
They're kind of floppy 5-year-olds, so this is what you have to do. So you have to prop their head up. That's number one. Number two, your arms can't be in shot, so you somehow have to prop their head up without your arms being in the shot. Because it's not just a case of sit them on your lap or whatever. You can't do that.
No, it has
they
to
have
be a
specific
white background.
Background. That's right. So I'm, and Michelle just gave him to me. She's like, well, you got more upper body strength than me. I'm the one who gets you to open jars, says my wife. So she throws Charlie at me. So here I am. I'm trying to prop up his neck while keeping my arms out of shot. And then the lady taking the photo goes, oh, he's grinning. And I'm like, that's his face. Like, he's a happy, what do you want me to do? Pinch him so he doesn't grin anymore? You know who
then if he was crying, she'd be just as mad.
You know who wasn't grinning? The guy contorting his elbow out of his arm on the floor trying to hold up this kid. That guy wasn't smiling.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
I'm about to ruin your life if you are a jam donut fan. And I'm going to start this by apologising.
I'm going to give you the opportunity to back out of this.
Not backing out. It might even ruin your life. It's just going to blow your mind. Because I was at first very upset when I read these facts, and then I was like, nah, still going to buy me a jam donut.
So I'm very partial to the jam donut. I find it's a very good a compliment to a nice cup of coffee.
Have you ever, though, taken a bite and thought to yourself, that doesn't taste like the strawberry jam I'd put on toast? Have you ever thought that?
No, just don't fight it, man.
You don't fight
don't
it.
Don't ask questions.
Well, the question was asked, Cliffo.
Yeah.
And Donut King, the general manager of Donut King, Andrew Baddock, has actually come out to say that some food brands, not Donut King, some food brands actually use applesauce. Coloured applesauce is actually in your jam donut. And when I thought about it, I was like, hold on a second. Yes. That does taste like applesauce. When you take a bite of a jam donut, it tasted amazing, but it doesn't taste like strawberry jam.
So they just take like the applesauce. You might even put on a roast, on certain roasts or whatever, the applesauce in your fridge.
Yes.
But they make it red.
They make it red. They put it in your donut. It has natural sweetness. It has no pips. And it has that really nice jammy texture. And so it's just an easier alternative to inject into your donuts.
Yeah.
And off you go.
Are you like me? It's just like when we actually find out what we're eating in food these days, it never ends well. Like, it's never do you go, that processed food item I'm buying, well, that's better for me than I thought.
That's exactly what I thought it was.
Exactly.